Okay. Oh, our speaker tonight is Tina. She's going to speak starting on page 79. She will share her experience for 20 minutes. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Great. Thank you. My name is Tina. I am an alcoholic and a sugar addict. And thank you for having me here. So I love coming to a meeting that I don't usually come to. And I do love the Big Book. BBA gave me a love for the Big Book that is a fever, I think, in some respects. a little bit of my story is I came into 12-step recovery through Alcoholics Anonymous at age 20. I couldn't stop drinking. And I kind of hopped along through my life in 12-step recovery, going to lots of meetings, relying on others, until that ran out. And at 29 years of sobriety, I was at an emotional bottom. A lot of the things that we talked about in some of the other meetings, the emotional sobriety checklist, I saw that those were all just other forms of my alcoholism manifesting themselves in various ways in my life. And so I was so glad to come to BBA and be like, yeah, this is the stuff I'm talking about. also had been suffering with a sugar addiction. And although it wasn't killing me in the same way, I was very clearly guided to the fact that it was killing me spiritually and that I couldn't stop on my own power and that I needed to bring that to God. And that was relieved for me. There was almost just an application of the steps and it was relieved. So I'm really grateful that that was an easy landing there. So we're going to start on page 79. There were a couple, I took this to meditation this morning and then also just when we were meditating and there were lots of things that came up. But I think the theme of them is that that 12-step recovery is asking for all. It's not asking for just a bit of my life. It's not just asking for pieces of my life. It's asking for all. And that is the, when we talk about progress, not perfection, that's the perfection that we are, that we're asked to apply, that, you know, that we have these things in all of my affairs and we'll never get there. There's always going to be some parts of my life that I can't or won't, or, you know, are unable to see, but I keep following that journey of giving my entire life. We'll start on page 79 and says, we're the ninth step amends, which I think is really where, in some respects, where the rubber hits the road. Like I really got to trust God in my amends. And because if I could have made my amends on my own or had behavior that didn't cause the amends, I would have done it. And I think that fact relieved the guilt for me and made me feel like I was always just doing the best that I could with what I had. And it says, although these reparations take innumerable forms, there are some general principles which we find guiding. Reminding myself that I have decided to go to any length to find a spiritual experience, you know, and I can take that into consideration. Have I decided to go to any length? You know, what length am I willing to go to today? Am I willing to go to any length? Some days not. I mean, honestly, there are some days I'm like, no, I'm gonna run it my way and see how it goes. I ask that I be given the strength and direction to do the right thing, no matter what the personal consequences might be. And that's a beautiful prayer, I think, to take into steps 10 and 11 as well. They kind of piggyback. You know, that's what God is asking us to do, is, you know, to do the right thing, no matter what the personal consequences may be. I may lose my position, my reputation, or face jail, but I'm willing. And the willingness part of this program is so, it's so valuable. And because I can't create willingness even in myself or anybody else, only God can create that willingness. And so, you know, that when I allow that willingness to rise up in me, is I think a little bit of the fruit of the spirit. you know, along with forgiveness and gratitude. That is showing me that God is present in my life is when I'm willing. I have to be. I must not shrink at anything. And that's the thing I think too, is that they've got a real black and white type of proposition here. You know, I must not shrink at anything. And I think that, you know, a lot of times when I go back into my fellowship here locally in Salt Lake City, I tend to be pretty black and white about my recovery. And I take that into consideration. I'm sure there are lots of people that are like, wow, she just needs to chill out a little bit. But the book is asking me to do this. And when I apply these principles in the same fashion that I have a lot of my other defects of character, amazing things started to happen. And my relationship with God started to open up in a completely different way that I even ever thought possible. So that also gives me more motivation and more willingness to really lay my heart out there, you know, lay my heart out there to God and say, what do you want me to do? So that was page 79. Now I'm going to go back to page 76, and which is the seventh step prayer. You know, my creator, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, not just little bits, all good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. And we see that in BBA, in the BBA process, my defects of character are just my fears. Every single one of those fears is just a defect in my character. It's just the spot where God is asking me to heal. That's all it is. It's not something I need to hold on to. It's not something I need to have as a weight on my back. It's just a place of healing. And when I lay that out to God, God does heal them. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but they do get healed. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. And then we're going to go to page 164, which we don't often talk about in BBA, but it says, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. That, you know, I'm going to continually be growing along these spiritual lines. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. Doesn't necessarily say the alcoholic. It just says for the man who is still sick. There's lots of sick people in the world. We're all sick. And I think too that this idea of sickness can rest in 12-step recovery as something I need to like rest my ego on, so that if I remember that I'm sick, that I'll always stay well. And I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think that that's actually a belief that can be inventoried out. I'm not sick. I'm just human. It comes out in funny ways, but I'm just human. The answers will come if my own house is in order, but obviously I cannot transmit something I haven't got. And so all I can transmit is my experiences. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God. Again, here's that I got to lay my heart out there. You know, over and over and over again, I lay my heart out to God, to my higher power, to the creator of the universe, whatever, however you want to say that. But it's that act of willingness of laying out my heart. Abandon myself to God as I understand God. Admit my faults to him and to my fellows. There's steps 4 and step 5. Clear away the wreckage of my past. That's, you know, steps 6 through 9, really. Give freely of what you find and join us, you know, and how do I give freely of this, you know, and sometimes that's just picking up the phone when the phone rings with someone that I know is in 12-step recovery. I know that they're not calling me just to chit chat. They're calling me because they might be hurting, and all I can do is hold that space for them. But boy, what a blessing that is that I can hold that space for them. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And, you know, this is a beautiful part of the book and really shows how I can can bring this spirit, these spirits that we are asked to develop, the spirit of willingness, the spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of gratitude. Those are not things that I can create on my own power. They are fruits of what God has given me. And then we're going to go to page 84. And I don't know why we're going around so much, but that's what was asked. So, this is step 10. You know, we continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Another way that I can look at that is that, you know, am I practicing love, honesty, purity, and unselfishness? When these crop up, I ask God at once to remove them. That doesn't mean that I wait until, bedtime to do that. I ask in that moment, because my life depends, my recovery depends upon having that connection to God, so that I can ask God, what can I do for the man who is still sick in this moment? Because I, on my own power, cannot show up with love and tolerance. I can't. I can probably pull it off for a little while, kind of sucking up my reserves, but eventually I fall back into those, selfish and dishonest habits. So I ask God at once to remove them. I discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if I've harmed anyone. Then I resolutely turn my thoughts to someone I can help. And this is the unsung hero of Alcoholics Anonymous that everyone forgets. They think that it's all about, well, I think that it's always about, just finding out what my defects are. I just need to name them. I need to name them so I can move them on, so that I can actually be of usefulness to others. And this is a beautiful practice, because if I watch what's going on in my brain, that every time there is a fear that comes up, most of mine are fear. That as soon as I notice it in my brain, I can pray. And then I ask God, who can I help? Sometimes there's no one around, so all I have to do is sit down and pray for a minute, pray for people for a minute. That's a beautiful practice of step 10. Sometimes it's my dog. And often it's my husband or my son, because I live with them right now. Then it goes on to say, love and tolerance of others is our code. And I can bring that into my nightly meditation too. Have I been loving and tolerant of others today? That's, I think, a beautiful way to end my day. Where can I do better? I think God just doesn't ask us to be perfect, but God just asks us to do better, learn from our mistakes, and turn it around so that we can be more effective. And then it goes on to say, I've ceased fighting anything or anyone. Again, this is a pretty all or nothing proposition, anything or anyone, not just the people I like or dislike. It's easy for me to not fight the people that I dislike. It's actually harder for me to cease fighting the people I love. Where is there a spot in my heart where I'm holding back? And there's no, I don't think that there is really an end to it. I think that the seeking is part of what we're developing, and part of what God is kind of put in our hearts that we continue to seek. So that's all I got for today. So thanks.
Thank you. I'm going to stop.